Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Well, here we are at the beginning of a new year, 2012. And I'm wondering, do you or a family member or someone you know need to revise your health goals and work on maybe a little bit of weight loss? I know this is a popular topic at this time of year, but I really think it's important for all of us to keep a pretty lean weight all year long, not just at the beginning of the year. But there's a new study that was out looking at weight loss and sort of a different way to manage weight, that is to get it off and keep it off. And do you know what that was? It's not a crazy and wild diet. It's not deleting all the vegetables and fruits in your diet because they have carbohydrate. It's actually eating vegetarian. Eating vegetarian. So don't let that turn you off, okay? I want to provide a little bit of information about it just to get you thinking about moving in that direction. And whether your blood pressure is up and you want to get it down by weight loss, or your cholesterol's up, or your diabetes is a bit out of control, managing your weight can help all of those health situations. So here's the scoop on moving towards a vegetarian diet. This just might be a great thing for you and your family to work on this year. How cool is it? So vegetarian means no products that have beef, pork, lamb, or veal. Those are the red meats. No chicken or turkey, so there's no poultry. No luncheon meats, of course, unless they're soy-based. No hot dogs and sausage, unless they're soy-based. No fish, unless you decide to keep fish in because of the omega-3s, and then you would be called a pescatarian. And then no eggs or dairy because they are animal-based. If you choose to keep those in, though, you would be called a lacto-ovo-vegetarian. So there are different degrees to being vegetarian, but if you're going right down the line, it would be no animal products at all. But I'm guessing that you might want to do a little variation off of that. Now, once upon a time, it used to be recommended that to eat vegetarian, you had to have two non-vegetarian sort of plant sources of amino acids and combine them at the same time. For example, beans and rice together make a complete protein that you would be finding in an animal product. But the thinking is different based on some research, and you don't have to eat them at the same meal. So you could have beans at lunch and rice at dinner, and eventually in the digestive tract, they will combine and make a complete protein. So that's kind of cool. You don't have to do a matching at the same meal. And this is what usually throws people off. They get worried about eating vegetarian and think they will be missing something. Well, you are. You're missing a lot of calories by going vegetarian, but you're going to be okay in the protein department. So this is where you'll be getting some of your protein sources if you decide to do one or two meals a week vegetarian, or if you move in this direction most of the time. Nuts and nut butters like almond butter, pecan butter, cashew butter, and peanut butter, as well as the nuts that make those butters, are a good source of protein. They're not as much as what you would find in animal protein, but they're still considered a protein source. Also, dried beans and dried peas, although they do carry carbohydrate, beans and peas like kidney beans, chickpeas, legumes such as lentils and split peas, and pinto beans and navy beans, these are all a very good source of vegetable-based protein. Don't forget the soy products. And a lot of folks just think of tofu, but if you have soy cheese or soy veggie burgers, those all count as soy, or edamame, which are the kind of the green soybeans, those are a good source of protein. And then believe it or not, grains will have some protein in them. So when you eat oats and barley and quinoa, these are okay sources of protein. So those can come into each of your meals as you take some of the meat out. So in the morning, you might have toast with peanut butter on it, but eliminate the egg that you would have cooked. Or if you normally do a bacon sandwich in the morning, you would have soy-based bacon, the veggie bacon strips, if you will, to put into your sandwich. If at lunch you would normally have a pita pocket filled with some kind of meat, you might put hummus in it, or you might have a nice bean and salsa mixture that you put into your pita pocket. You might make a hearty soup and have beans and rice and corn and barley in it, and all those combined to make a complete protein. At dinner time, you might have a baked potato, white or sweet potato, and then put a meatless chili on top, or have a soy veggie burger on a bun, or you might have a really simple meal with some soy cheese and some whole grain crackers and then a really big salad. So eating a vegetarian can be pretty easy, really. It can be fun for your family to think of different ways to have meals that are veggie-based. And then don't forget including a wide variety of fruits and vegetables. Those need to be part of every single meal. You need to have very healthy fats in the diet because you're not going to have any animal fat. You need to make sure you have oils like olive and canola and soybean and safflower oil. And then, of course, these will naturally all give you fiber when you have the grains and fruits and veggies. You want to take a multivitamin, or you need to take a B12 supplement. That's one vitamin that is lacking in the plant products. So it's great to consider doing a meatless meal, okay? And it can just be a step at a time. Maybe two dinners a week you're going to make meatless. You know, it can be a very modest approach to it, but it's kind to your arteries. It will help you lose weight here at the start of the new year, and it might be a really great health goal for you and your family to work on. That's it for today. Just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said.